No.
What's going on, everybody? That's right, it's Jesse Shadoose and
Kamal Altash,
and we're here for another edition of Yeah, I said it. That's right. What's up, man? What's going on? How you been?
Been excellent. Coming out of the convention, building full of thousands of people from around the world, man, I caught me a little bug. But hopefully it's made my voice a little sexier for everybody.
Right. Well, I'll tell you the truth, I got a little bit of a sniffle myself recently going to the Sublime and Cypress Hill Pepper concert up in St. Augustine.
You would call it a sniffle.
Yeah, well,
<That's cute. laughs>
yeah, a sniffle. A little bit of a funk, you know, when you're around that many fucking people, man. I gotta tell you something. Never in my life at any show, has there been more weed smoke than at that fucking show, okay? When Pepper came on, because they opened for Cypress Hill, when Pepper came on, like, hardly any. You know, it was early. It was still kind of light outside. People were trying to be cool, you know?
Well, yeah, the heavy pot smokers are procrastinating. They're not even there yet.
True that. Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah, so, but then, like, by the time Cypress Hill took the stage, literally, fucking, I don't even know what to tell you. There was like a goddamn mushroom cloud of fucking pot smoke just floating in the air. You didn't even need to bring your own. You were fucking high. I swear to you. A cop couldn't have done shit. He wouldn't know who to bust.
Can't bust the whole building.
No, man, you can't bust the whole building, man. And I'll tell you what, I thought, you know, the guys from Cypress Hill, I knew the one dude was a little short. But I didn't know B-Real was under 6 foot, because the motherfucker brought out a 6 foot bong, and the shit was taller than him. By a good 3 inches, at least.
So they have, like, a little step stool or something?
No, they just leaned it back, and then this buddy, like, lit it up, and he fucking toked out of it and blew it up into the air. Not like you could tell he was actually doing it, because there was so much fucking smoke coming out of the pit. It was ridiculous. But it was great, man, and Sublime put on a fucking killer show, too, man. Those guys really lit it up. That guy, Rome, that they got playing with him, he's a young Mexican guy. I didn't realize he was kind of fat. I thought he was a skinny dude, but...
Oh, he's definitely not fit.
No, he's more like Bradley, you know, he's a little bit thicker, like the rest of them.
I tell you what, though, I've seen some footage of Bradley playing with Sublime live, and while his performance was excellent, killer... this Rome guy, like, he sounds like Bradley sounded on wax.
Yeah, man. Like his performance
really
was solid.
Excellent.
And he's like 22 years old, this guy, man. Yeah. He's a young guy. You know, so I think that's... He said he grew up listening to Sublime. And he said, you know, he learned all the songs on a guitar. And he's like, man, I'd love to play with that band someday. And how crazy is that to be able to get that kind of opportunity? I mean, ridiculous. It is ridiculous. But that was a great show. But something I really wanted to talk about, and this is a movie that this guy turned me on to and says, yo, dude, you've got to see this fucking movie. And I was like, all right, man, I'll check it out, because we got Netflix. We watch it on our Xboxes and stuff and chat about different things we've seen. And he tells me to watch this.
New Nuns with Big Guns.
Yeah. Nude Nuns with Big Guns.
When I came across this movie, initially, of course, all I saw was the cover art of it. It reminded me of Red State, and seeing as how I absolutely love that movie, I decided to at least look at the brief synopsis. And when I actually took a gander at the title, yeah, that basically sold me. So I decided to start watching it. I was actually already in a live party with this guy, so I was telling him about it as I'm watching it. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but the first 10 minutes of this movie, like the introduction to everything that gets you set up for it, the whole feel, wow. Wowie, wow, wow. It's every bit as cool as the title, Nude Nuns with Big Guns. Believe you me.
Well, imagine if you will, okay, the Catholic Church is a huge drug cartel in Mexico, basically. They've, like, you know, like, they still run services and everything, but behind the scenes, they're trafficking cocaine, okay? And they've got these nuns basically doing the processing. And every time you've ever seen a drug movie, you know, the chicks are always naked doing the processing, so they can't hide anything or take it out with them and shit.
In a moldy warehouse.
Yeah, in a fucking moldy warehouse. Like, they're not wearing masks sometimes. They're going to fucking get mold spores in their lungs. It's not going to be a career. Let's face it. It's not going to be a career.
Well, they're not in it for the long haul. No. Gasser ain't in it for the 401k.
Yeah, let's face it. There's not a pension package.
Hey, yeah, your severance package is...
It's an unmarked grave. With a bunch of other chicks. So anyway,
unmarked mass grave.
Right, unmarked mass grave, where a guy named Chico bulldozes the dirt over and packs it down. So they're in there and they're processing the coke. And at the beginning of the movie, basically what you see is a school bus come from the church, and this guy named Chavo. Remember Chavo?
Chavo.
And this guy, he's basically, like, he's the guy that handles, like, getting the shit to the streets, you know? Like, the church is in charge of making it and processing it. And Chavo's the one that gets it out to the people. So, like, he's meeting them. He's meeting the father, right? Was it the father? Was it a priest?
Yeah, it was a priest.
I don't remember his name, but he was meeting him anyways. And, like, there's three nuns in the bus. And there's two bags, 2 kilos of coke in each container, in each case?
Yes.
Yeah, two kilos of coke in each case. And so, like, the priest goes and presents it to Chavo, and Chavo checks each case, like, they're laid out in a single line, checks each case.
Chavo does not approve!
No, Chavo does not approve when he sees the one case is a kilo short. So he goes up into the bus, man, to regulate on these bitches, and he literally... walks up to the first one, asks, like, oh, did you steal from Chavo? And she's like, no, I would never steal from Chavo. And he puts a fucking gun, was he shooting through the cheek and then out through her head?
Yeah, she's seated, yeah. And he's standing, like, basically above her, holding the gun, like, up to her cheekbone, like, pushing her cheek in. And, you know, he's grilling her, and when she says, no, I didn't take it, well, Chavo was not satisfied with that answer. So, basically, Chavo blew her brains up out of her head, through her cheek. Frickin' rad.
now keep in mind, this movie was made for $186,000. So the budget is not that big, but don't let that dissuade you from seeing it. And some of the acting from some of the people is subpar. But the cinematography in it is fantastic. And the storyline and the way it's presented, it's like Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino, and Kevin Smith had a fucktard baby together, and fucking it became this movie. It's fucking amazing. Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, and plenty of tits and ass for those of you who think, you know, Nude Nuns with Big Guns is not going to let you down in that department, okay? But the main character, this nun, she escapes the bus thing. She gets away from the whole drug environment. But she wants to take revenge on these people for killing the nuns, and she's had enough of their bullshit. They sell her into prostitution, and she gets out of there, and she goes with this Mexican guy, this old guy, this doctor dude, and fixes her up and whatever. But she's a fucking carpet muncher with this other goddamn nun, right? Which was less than attractive, but the main nun was pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, the less attractive one, I mean... she was, like, the less attractive where, in certain lights, not so bad.
Right.
But, for the most part, like, I don't know.
Well, I remember a very...
I still give her the time of day. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know? her face wasn't great, but her body was banging.
Absolutely.
Like, but they all had hairy boobs.
I think it's a schnoz. Kind of a big
nose. Yeah, she had a weird fucking nose. She had, like, a Mother Teresa nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't fuck her in Calcutta. So anyways, it's got girl. One of the more memorable scenes I've seen, it gets my memory, is the scene where this white family, you know, middle American family, shows up. Because, see, Chavo, his day job, where his cover business is, he runs a repair shop, you know. He like, thank you for calling Chavo. You broke it. We don't give a shit. That's what it says, right? Remember that? So they show up there thinking, like, oh, their station wagons broke down. They're going to get repairs. Well, they fucking pulled into the wrong service station. Because Chavo and his boys fucking kill the dad and then proceed to rape the mother while the daughter watches.
No. Hold on. You got the order all messed up.
No? Okay. No,
they started raping the mom before they killed the dad.
Oh, yeah. He had to watch for a little bit.
Chavo took old Daddy Dukes aside and freaking said, hey, what's wrong? He's talking to this guy like, you know, he got a bum deal somehow. And he's like, well, why don't you stand up and do so? Why don't you be a man about this?
Yeah, he
did.
I
swear, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna intervene.
Yeah.
Chavo's not really a man of his word sometimes.
Sometimes that guy fucking.
But back to the rape.
Back to the ranch. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, mom's getting raped. It's a touching tale of a daughter learning the birds and the bees.
What talent do they call in to take care of such a deed? But a man by the name of Kickstand. Now, Kickstand is a man of very few words. Literally, like, he probably has 2 lines in the whole movie? I don't know.
No, he's got like 4 or 5.
Okay, well, it's been a while since I've seen it. I actually saw it just the one time.
Yeah.
But, Kickstand, not a clever name. Not just a clever name. I mean, it is a clever name, but not just a clever name.
This guy is like a 6'5", bald, Nubian god of a fucking man with fucking, like, the biggest fucking cock, apparently.
Apparently, he takes care of business because, after the no, please stop, there were a few moans in there. And, you know, daughter's in the back seat watching the whole thing go down. You know, mom's basically teaching her how to take a monster cock.
I don't think it was mom's first time with a brother. Because at first she was like, oh, no, stop. And then she was like, oh, don't stop. Wait a minute.
There was that one magical night, I'm sure, before she met the
dad. Yeah. Before she met, like, the old Jewish guy she was with. It was like... Before she met the Schwartz, she was fucking...
The Schwartz.
The Schwartz wasn't with him then. Some bitch got capped. And his wife got raped. His daughter watched. And then Chavo fucking passed the daughter off to one of the guys that worked at the service station.
But that was just because he got a call for some business.
Yeah, like, well, because Chavo...
Know, he was going to pass her around, you know, like, you know, I guess take first dibs. But when business duty calls, you know, hey, you want this?
You know.
Take it.
Take it. I don't need it.
Hey, Chavo provides for his man. You know?
Yeah, you know, he does. Like, if you're going to, you know, despite the fact that he's a psycho guy, like, he owns, like, strip clubs. And, by the way, if you watch this movie, there's one girl at the strip club, and you'll know exactly who I'm talking about if you see this movie. She's the most unenthusiastic cunt on the fucking planet. She just stands there in the corner. You see her several times throughout the movie. And she's just dancing with this dead look on her face. Like, she doesn't give a fuck. Like, she's getting paid to be in this movie, like, $10.
Nah, she's totally stoked to be there, dude. You didn't see that twinkle in her eye?
Maybe I didn't catch that twinkle. Were you doing something when you caught that twinkle?
I don't know. It's kind of blurry.
You know, I was running a batch when I caught that twinkle in her eye.
I'm not gonna
man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Damn right he does.
I can't tell you I didn't get a little bit excited when Maude Dukes was getting Kickstand.
Oh, I damn sure did. I'm not even gonna lie about that.
I thought it was a touching moment between a mother and a daughter, where her daughter learns the A's and B's of the ins and outs.
I think the one thing that could have made that scene better would be if the mom kind of reached up towards the back seat. And the daughter took her hand.
And held it.
You
know, like,
you know?
Solidarity?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I got you, Mom. Feel the Kickstand. And that's not the only time Kickstand puts his fucking talents to use. Basically, there's one scene where he fucks this fat-ass nun to get information out of her. And just puts it to her till she talks. She took a vow of silence, and he fucks the silence right out of her.
Oh, yeah. Such is the way of Kickstand.
Kickstand is the man.
Legend has it, he could put his hands at his side and lean forward at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Shit, I didn't read the backstory. This guy went on the weblog, fucking learned all about Kickstand.
No, I haven't been on the internet in, like, 2 years.
Well, you know, you ain't missing much. speaking of the internet, oh my god, you guys, this is fucking hilarious. Okay, so this woman in, where was it? Oh, New Hampshire. Gets arrested 4 times in 26 hours.
So, out of control.
Let me give you a little bit of this here, okay? Joyce Coffee of Epping, New Hampshire just didn't seem to get it or care when she was arrested 4 times in 26 hours earlier this week. The police run-ins stemmed from loud AC/DC and Guns N' Roses music, police said, that could be heard blasting from her house. Okay, what I want to know is, what the hell does AC/DC music and Guns N' Roses music have to do with anything? Couldn't it be any obnoxious music playing at a fucking high volume?
Well, tell you what, if it was Chinese Democracy, I'd call the cops too.
Chinese Democracy? That's fucking terrible, man. That shit was god-awful.
I wouldn't know. I avoided it like the plague.
I think I listened to 3 songs on it, and that was about enough for me, I think. 3 songs on it. You know that was the most expensive album ever made?
Seriously?
Just because it took that long to record. You know?
It probably didn't take very long to record. Probably most of that money went to, you know, Mr. Brownstone.
Yeah, Mr. Brownstone. It's fucking Mr. Heroinstone is really what it was. So, okay, so Epping police said they first visited Coffee's home on Tuesday at 3 p.m. local time when they warned her to turn down the music. They returned an hour later, found the music was still playing, and arrested her. Coffee 53 was released on $500 personal recognizance bail. But police later returned to her home 5 hours later, and again because of a report of loud music. So she was arrested a second time.
That's 2.
Right? When they came back out there. Okay, then at 1 o'clock at night, they show back up.
Most of them learned their lesson after the second
time. Right? Like, what I don't understand is, like after they came back out, like, they didn't even ask to search her house or nothing. You'd think they would think some sort of, like, you know, substance was involved.
Dude, if you look at the picture, you would assume, hey, she's got, right, you know, some miles on it.
Oh, yeah,
she's
so
got a very checkered past.
I'm gonna post a picture up on the I Said It Facebook page so you guys can see. It's fuck, just chick is god awful.
That's a classy bra.
So they come back out at 1 o'clock in the morning, same complaint. Okay? And then she goes back to jail. She posts on $10,000 bail this next time. Ooh. To get out. $10,000. Now, if I'm the bail bondsman here, dude, fuck, I love this bitch. She's my favorite.
Up. He's probably telling her, they arrested you for what? Nah. This is the United States of America, sweetheart. You go home, you put them records back on, and you crank it twice as loud, okay?
Yeah. You know, you put it up.
You're about to rock, and I salute you.
Yeah.
I'll see you again in like 4 hours.
I've got big balls. They've got big balls. We all got big balls, but you've got the biggest balls of them all. For real, man. This lady's fucking retarded. It gets worse. It gets worse. Here's the 4th time. 4th time in 26 hours this dusty cunt gets fucking arrested. Okay? The police get called.
Is it for the music as well, or is it something
else? No, it's something different. The police get called to her home at 7:10 in the morning for domestic violence call.
That's a shocker.
Shocker, yeah. Shocker.
Didn't see that one coming at all.
No, not even a little bit. Okay, where her nephew alleges that she threw a frying pan at him and hit him in the head when he came back.
Frying pan.
Yeah, frying pan, like some fucking Looney Tunes shit, where she threw a frying pan at him and hit him in the head when he came back to get some of his belongings. He came back to get his AC/DC album. She's like, I want to rock. Hits him in the fucking head with it. So they cart her off to jail. Okay, where the judge says she has to go before a mental evaluation now before she can be released, and if she passes the mental evaluation, which she won't, they're gonna put her in what do you call that shit with the little leg thing, house arrest.
Oh, with the bracelet.
Yeah, with the little electronic bracelet.
Well, she can still listen to her tunes, right?
At a reasonable volume from 9 to 11. No, the judge actually says she should listen to him with headphones from now on.
Oh, he suggested that?
Yeah, too? Which will be hard to put on when she's wearing that happy jacket with 1,000 cc's of Thorazine and fucking drool coming down her lips. It's going to
be
real
rocking,
hard.
All right.
Yeah.
Back and forth. In the corner.
Right. But I mean, come on, we've all seen people like this, man. We've seen these kinds of people before.
Oh, they're out there.
We bump into them. Like, I was actually at Walmart the other day, and this guy, him and his girlfriend were shopping, and she had a black eye. Now, she could have got the black eye in a fight with another chick or somebody, but
her official story, I'm sure, is that she fell down some stairs.
Yeah, she bumped into the door or something, you know. She wasn't looking.
I fell into his fist. I had to stay.
But it was very apparent where she got it from when he was ready to go and she was looking at something. He literally grabs her by the fucking forearm right near the elbow and yanks her. Okay? Now, ladies, I don't condone violence against women at all, okay?
Nah.
And while we're laughing about this, we're not laughing at that. But, ladies, come on. If a guy is being physically violent to you, leave. Get the fuck out of there. Don't stay with him. He's not going to change. If he's done it once, he's going to do it again, and it's going to get worse. And eventually, you're probably going to end up dead. You know?
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Grab a mirror. Wipe the coke off of it. Take a long look at yourself.
I'm going to spit coke out my nose. And not that kind of coke. Let me be clear.
No, he's got a Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola here.
See, you hear that? That was
a coke can.
The post sip.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. So,
take a long look at yourself. Ask yourself one question. Am I happy? If the answer to that question is no, then proceed to pack up all your shit and get out.
Yeah. You know,
or just leave your shit. It doesn't even matter. So long as you got yourself, your health, your happiness.
Yeah.
Find something, you know, that's better. It'll be anywhere.
Yeah, if you're worried.
Anywhere.
If you're worried about him getting violent, you know, just wait till he goes to work. Wait. No. He doesn't have a job. I'm sorry. Wait till he passes out from whatever he's been doing. And then get the fuck out of there. In fact, slip him some sleeping pills. Crush him up in the coke he's been doing. That'll fuck his day up.
A lot of sleeping pills.
Yeah, with some vodka or fit the fucking
actually,
jack.
Actually, no, see, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay, we're sitting...
Yeah, we're advocating murder.
Okay. Now, we here at Yaz that do not advocate murder.
No, we don't advocate murder, wink. Yes,
however. Seriously, don't do that. Don't go killing him. You're just gonna get yourself into a world of trouble, and maybe us, and that's all we're really worried about.
Well, fuck. So, okay. So, Kamal's got a little bit of a story here. So, you wanna tell him what
Okay. So, I got this itch to play Rock Band the other day.
He's a Rock Band fiend, this guy.
I love it. When Rock Band 3 came out, I was on, like, number 14 on the leaderboard for guitar. Nasty. Okay, I play this shit seriously.
He's fucking badass. He can play all the instruments. I'm in awe.
So, I decided to try and sing some songs while playing them on guitar. Now, I did have to dumb it down on some songs. I had to put it down to medium difficulty instead of the hard, which I normally play. But, so, you know, I'm going full Randy Marsh from South Park. I got, you know, basically just the tidy whities on. I'm very animated when I play this game because for the longest time I wanted to be a rock star. Still do, kind of. But I realized at a certain point that's not going to happen.
Nope.
So instead I live vicariously through my digital self who has a mohawk and looks really cool. <He's> And like, from time to time I put the eyeliner on, you know. Whatever. That's just, it's theatrics.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay, so I work nights. I gotta cover the window up. Any shred of sunlight comes into my room, and I cannot sleep a wink. So I see some sunlight coming in from behind me, and I figure, okay, my dog's looking out the window. No big deal. She does it from time to time. She likes to be outside, and if she's inside for any extended period of time, she likes to look at outside.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't you?
Right, right, right.
I would like to look outside, too. Well, I didn't think anything of it until I was, like, halfway through Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, and I hear some laughter behind me.
We're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer. So what happened?
Okay.
We got a little carried away.
Don't even get me started on that. I rocked that song hard. So I look behind me. When I hear this laughter, I'm like, I'm fearing the worst. Sure enough, when I turn around, there it is, the worst. There's like three kids standing at my window, laughing at me, jumping around in my room, singing Living on a Prayer and my Tidy Whities. And let me tell you, very awkward moment. Very embarrassing.
Kid tested, Bon Jovi approved.
But yeah, I think definitely next time I go to play the Rock Band, dog's got to go in the kennel.
Oh, man.
Well, that, and I also run the risk of potentially jumping on her. Because, like I said, I get very animated when I'm playing that game. I jump around a lot. I spin around in circles. Sometimes I lose my balance. Dude, I fall down. I end up on my back with the guitar behind my head and shit.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I'm bad.
I've seen your room, and fucking Harry Potter had a bigger room under the stairs.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck you jump around.
It takes time. A lot of practice. I've got a lot of battle scars.
He puts down the twister mat, sees if he can fucking do it.
No, the twister mat would actually kind of run up on the wall.
Oh, good lord.
I had to trim it down.
Oh, man, that's some funny shit, dude. God damn it. I wish I could have seen that. I'd have fucking videotaped it. You'd have been on YouTube in a minute.
Not in my tidy whities.
Yeah.
Maybe boxers.
Whatever.
But it'd have to be the one with the button, because I don't want, you know.
I'd have been that bigger kid out the window fucking videotaping it with my phone.
Oh, my God, dude. What if they actually did videotape me?
You might be online. You should go look. So I went into GameStop, and I pre-ordered the Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Care Package Edition.
Yeah.
And by God, this thing is badass.
I think my dick just got hard.
Yeah, a little bit. This fucking thing has a four-rotored RC-controlled drone. I don't know if it's got a camera on it, but I'm going to put one on it, because my neighbor is hot, and she's got a pool, and she totally fucking topless sunbathes out there. And I know I'm sounding a little bit of a perv right now, but I don't give a shit. Because imagine that thing floating over the top just checking it out.
Straight up. If some fat kid's going to get me tidy whities,
I'm not advocating
to get her topless. Right.
I'm not advocating being a peeping Tom, but I am a 21st century digital boy.
You got a lot of toys.
Yeah, yeah. So, I am really looking forward to Black Ops 2, and the multiplayer looks amazing. What do you think?
Hi-yo.
Right?
Seriously. If they got gold guns, if you got a prestige to get them, you better believe that's going to be my goal with this one. I didn't prestige too much in the first Black Ops. I think maybe did it like 3-4 times.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm going to hit it with a vengeance.
Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Activision, here's a fucking clue. Let Treyarch keep making Call of Duty.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, we don't want another Modern Warfare 2. I mean, 3. I mean, yeah. It's all the same.
Yeah, Modern Warfare is just played out. It's tired. And, you know, honestly, I got Modern Warfare 3. I got the Hardened Edition. I was gung-ho about it. I played it twice. Twice. 2 days. I played it. Full-on days. Played it, fucking couldn't give two shits about it, to be honest with you. It was just like every other Call of Duty, and I'm tired. I was actually tired of the military type of shooters, but Call of Duty Black Ops 2 has brought something new to the plate, and it's multi-branching storylines, man. Multi-branching storylines
in a shooter that is like in a Call of Duty game.
That's unheard of.
It is, and it's a breath of fresh air, quite honestly, for that series. And not to mention all the cool care packages and the stuff you can get with that four-rotor drone.
I actually heard that they took out the ammunition care package.
Yes.
So that's no longer going to be spammed to shit.
Yeah, no.
Hey, that's the problem I seriously ran into with the first Black Ops. Like, nine times out of ten, I get a care package. I'm super stoked about it. It doesn't happen very often for me because, well, I run out balls to the wall with my submachine gun. I get 5 kills, go to throw down my care package. I'm stoked, waiting for it. It lands. It's ammo. I don't need that. I've got Scavenger Pro. Thank you.
I'll tell you something.
Some dogs, tirando perritos. Thank you very much.
Now, this guy's got some guys he plays with that he works with, man. I've played with him quite a few times, and these guys are fucking hilarious. What's NYC fucking, what's his name?
NYCJD179.
Yeah.
Come check him. That dude's a beast.
He will fucking blow your dome off, and you won't even know it happened.
He'll run you into the ground with his words.
Yeah,
he'll give you his address.
Hey, you think? Hey, you think we're fucking harsh? That guy will make you fucking hate your grandmother.
We need to bring him on here.
Yeah, man, hilarious. We should get him on one day. We should bring him on. We got to do that. He's fucking hilarious. This guy, I don't know what else to say to him, but he'll fucking make you hate yourself. You'll kill yourself after you're done playing this guy.
He's a habitual ball buster, is what he is.
Ball breaker. He's like Beulah Ball Breaker. He's fucking. You know, remember Porky's? That was a great movie, man.
Yeah.
He fucking sticks his cock through the shower. Hey, those girls were all about it until Ballbreaker came in. They were like, oh, shit, here's the cock in the shower. How often does that happen? You know, I mean, if you think about it, that movie came out, like, glory holes weren't a big deal, you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't, like, a popular thing.
Maybe it was. You never know.
But not as much as it is now, saying, you know, like... You say glory hole. Everybody knows what a fucking glory hole is.
Yeah.
You know who knows what a glory hole is?
I love living in our time. I said it.
Glory's hole. You know, wasn't that a movie with Matthew Broderick?
Glory's hole.
It's a Civil War tale about Matthew Broderick sticking his dick in a glory hole. Oh, man, I cannot believe he's married to Sarah Jessica Parker. You want to talk about one ugly fucking woman? That is one ugly fucking woman. She had all that money, she never got that fucking mole taken off her face. Seriously, you got that much fucking money, you don't get that mole taken off your face?
I don't think she's ugly.
You don't?
No.
Bro.
Bro, I'd hit it.
Oh, I'm no. Serious. You would?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Hey, granted. You gotta understand, dude. My standards are a little bit low. Right?
Look, I fucked some skeezy fasheezies in my time, okay? We've all got them. You know, fat chicks are like mopeds. You ride them and you don't tell your friends. Okay? So I've had a few, okay? You know, but Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a Holocaust victim with a mole.
But one of the ones that wised up to it and, like, pricked her finger and then kind of spread the blood on her cheek.
Yes.
To give it some color.
To give her that rosy glow before you fuck her. Hey, eat a sandwich and fucking see a doctor about that growth, you fucking cunt. Jesus Christ. You were Ferris Bueller,
that
motherfucker.
Mole really bothers you
it
that
bo- much. I don't like moles, man. If I got a chick
so
with a fucking
on, so
mole.
So hold on, why are you taking that out on her, man? That's harsh.
I didn't say I was a nice person. I'm just... When have I ever been accused of being a nice person or a nice guy? Not one time. When?
Hey, no, you got. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but, like, if I saw her, like, if I was at a restaurant and I saw her sitting down...
You would not go out of your way to tell her she's nasty.
No, but I'd want to tear that thing off her face and throw it to
holy moly!
throw it back to the cook and have him fry it up. God damn, that what thing is huge.
Barely out of it.
And her nose, she's got that fucking hook of a nose. Like when she played in that movie where they were witches with that fat bitch and the other girl. What was that movie? It was like a Disney movie or something.
Yeah, she didn't have to put on a fake nose because that shit was just fucking curd.
I can't even... No, I can't think of the name
I can't remember that fucking movie either. If any of you guys remember that movie, feel free to give me shit on Twitter or Facebook about it. Because fucking, I don't remember the name of that movie. Yeah, in the comments, you know.
I don't even know how this thing works.
Yeah.
I don't do the internet. This guy handles all the...
I hand her the interwebs.
Shit.
I post it on the nets. I get it done. Booyah. I love George Bush. I don't care what anybody says. I miss that fucker. He was entertaining. He was entertaining. When a motherfucker threw a shoe at him in Iraq, he's like, hey, what's that guy's beef? He said, what's his beef? He literally said, President of the United States says, what's that guy's beef? That's fucking funny, man. That's hilarious. That is fucking funny as shit, and you know it.
Got your beef? I found it.
Oh, man. You imagine, like, oh, dude. Imagine Christopher Walken as president. I would fucking love Christopher Walken as president. In an imaginary world where Christopher Walken is president.
Where Christopher Walken
hey,
is president.
We're going to Iraq. We're going to bomb those guys. We're going to bomb them good. They tried to kill my dad. Fuck them. I held this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass for 5 years. Fuck them. Oh, Christ, man. I love Christopher Walken. I think he'd fucking be great in anything, man. Like, this is what, like, we do. Like, fucking George, you know, fucking, oh, God, fuck, what I forgot. Oh, God damn it. What's his name? Sean Connery. We do Sean Connery. I like him and everything. But what about Christopher Walken? Like, imagine if Christopher Walken was Han Solo. You know? You know? He's like, I've been all across the galaxy, and I've seen a lot of strange things. But I ain't never seen something that would make me believe an all-powerful force controls my destiny. No excuse for a good blaster. Bang at your hip, kid. Don't get cocky. Don't get boot cocky either. Oh, I love Christopher Walken, man. I do. I'm running for president. Vote. For me. Don't vote for the other guy. He likes dudes. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You would say, I'm Christopher Walken and I approve this message.
Yeah, I'm Christopher Walken and I approve it. Now. Oh man, well fuck. I think that's all the time we got for today, guys. I'm Jesse Shadoos. And you've been listening to Yeah, I Said It. Peace.
Later.